It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Joe Nichols there, Broken Heartsville on the Pig. And, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Milway Credit Union. They're stronger, they're smarter, they're sensible. Alan Brown and the crew will take care of you, and they are your local financial institution of choice. And it is time for our friends, our guests from the community today. And our friends today come from the Salvation Army, talking about the Salvation Army Angel Tree and a whole lot more. It's Tracy and Russell. And you just told me on Facebook there, I think you said 27 years with the Salvation Army?
27 years.
All right. You started out Boys and Girls Club, right?
Started, fell in love with the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Through there, I fell in love with the mission of the Salvation Army.
All right. All of those are good. Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yes.
And the Salvation Army as well. Before we get into the Angel Tree, give us a little, background of what the Salvation Army, particularly the Salvation Army in Texarkana, what do you do? What is your mission for those that maybe don't even know?
Well, the Salvation Army here in Texarkana, our mission is to meet human need. We do that through our shelter program, through our mentoring programs, through our social service programs, through programs like the Boys and Girls Club. We're able to meet any need that that comes our way. So whether it's a physical, emotional, spiritual, we're here to serve the community.
And it's kind of like, and put it in the right way, it's kind of like you're giving them a hand to help them up.
Right.
And to get them to proceed forward, right?
It's very, very, very important that in everything you do, you look, you begin with an end in mind. People come in for groceries, and there's reasons behind that. So you need to provide them those groceries. And maybe if you provide them the groceries, they'll be able to pay their electric bill or their
right.
telephone bill. And then you go on from there with case management and figure out the real needs. Is it budgeting? Is it overspending? Is there a need for further education? The idea is to create a means where people can escape the bonds of generational poverty.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit now about the Salvation Army Angel Tree. It's definitely that time of the year. Kids that live in situations where they may not have a gift under the tree or whatever, this is what it's all about. Now, talk about how people can get involved with this and adopt an angel or whatever.
Well, we have angel trees at every Walmart, mm-hmm. and also there's one in front of Dillard's at the Central Mall. So you just select an angel from the tree and get to go shopping for them.
Right. And I noticed that it has their wants, but
right.
also has the needs. So
yes.
don't feel that the needs outweigh the wants, because on the live you were talking about how a pair of new runners or tennis shoes
oh, yes.
really made eyes light up. So.
I've even seen a pair of socks just make a kid so happy.
Oh,
now
yeah.
that,
yeah.
you just don't think about things like that. One year, we had a little kid that only wanted a honey bun for Christmas. That was
oh,
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But so he definitely got lots of honey buns.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Now, you said also that I know in this age of COVID, some people are staying in more.
Right.
Some are staying in almost exclusively because they have their age or their health situation
right.
where they're compromised. They can give you a call and donate that way and connect,
yes.
right?
Yes, they can call our office and ask about an angel to adopt, or they can, there's a registry for good on walmart.com
okay.
where they can go online and see the gifts that have been registered for, and they can purchase them that way, and they get mailed directly
okay.
to our office. So that's totally
okay. yeah
yeah. And or this one I love, you can say, Alexa, donate $100 to the Salvation Army of Texarkana, and Alexa will get right on that.
Okay, say that again, because people's Alexas might be on.
You can say, Alexa, donate $100 to the Salvation Army every month, and she will get right on it. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
All right, that is cool.
That's so
love
nice.
It. I love
I
it.
Love that.
You can also text to give. You
okay.
can text the word kettles.
All right.
To 91999, and it goes by zip code of where you are
Oh,
station,
so it sees where you are. Okay.
It knows where you are. So that's another contactless way that you can get
so there's
get
so many ways.
Multiple ways. Text, online, call, go to the Angel Trees.
Traditional, just walk by the kettle.
In the mall or Walmart.
Right, don't pass the kettle.
Okay. No, not without dropping something in.
Right. We'll take all your change.
We're going to talk more.
And bills.
And bills. We're going to talk more about the kettle.
Okay.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes. More of the best of most country is here on The Pig. Stay with us on a Monday morning, December 7th. Yeah, it's Pearl Harbor Day. The Bellamy Brothers. I've said often that's the first song that I got requested or somebody called in a request when I started working in radio. It was for the Bellamy Brothers and Redneck Girl.
I like you.
I must have played that thing 1,000 times.
Right. And now you're back at it.
And now we're back at playing it again. The best in most country right here on The Pig. And, of course, this would be news time, but we've already done news a couple of times this morning. And our friends from the community, guests from the community, are from the Salvation Army in Texarkana. And the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, and sensible, with the Arkansas Boulevard location, Wake Village, and Ashdown in Little River County. We've got Tracy and Russell from the Salvation Army in Texarkana, and we've been talking about the Salvation Army Angel Tree or trees.
Yeah, you had one last note that you needed to tell people when to have the angel brought back.
Yes, the deadline for bringing the angels back is this Friday, December 11th. That way, all of the families have a date to come back on the 16th to pick them up. So that gives us time to sort them all, make sure everyone is filled.
So we need to get this accomplished by the end of the week.
Yes, please.
And either at the trees there at Central Mall or the Walmarts, or of course, give them a call downtown. They'll take care of it. They'll take care of you online. All the different ways they were talking about.
Right.
Just get it done.
Please.
Whatever's simplest for you, get it
please.
Done. Yep. And we're talking a little bit about the kettles.
Yes,
that is
our
a tradition
part.
That's been going on for decades and decades and decades. The kettles that you pass, it's tough this year.
Yes.
You're talking about it's tough this year for a lot of reasons. COVID, people concerned about that, people not maybe getting out as much and passing them at the stores. But they're out there, so you need the change, the dollars, whatever they can throw in there, right?
Those pennies add up.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to do a lot with those dollars as far as meeting the basic need of many, many people here in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This year, due to COVID, believe it or not, we see a whole lot less change.
Right.
Instead of having, 8 pounds of nickels and dimes and quarters in a kettle, we're seeing, just a few ounces of coin.
Right.
There are a lot of people who are walking right past the kettle. That's going to hurt us through Angel Tree program, but also hurt our abilities to provide services throughout the year.
Right. Okay. You can put the stuff in, the change or the dollars in there. You don't have to touch the
There's
kettle.
There's no fear.
It's kind of like,
and they wipe it down.
And you're cleaning it or whatever. But, you don't even have to touch it. I put it in there before. You don't have to touch the kettle.
Right.
You just put it in there.
I
and
took this.
The
I'm
guys,
sorry.
The ladies and gentlemen that are manning the kettles are wearing masks and everything. Yeah. So, it's safe.
They're wearing masks. They sanitize their hands constantly.
Yeah.
They sanitize the top of the kettle. So they're doing their very, very best. There's some alternate ways of giving. Like it was mentioned earlier this morning, you can go to your Walmart store and they'll round up to the nearest dollar your purchase. So if you purchase some Angel Tree gifts and it comes up to $89.29, the extra 71 cents, you can say, well, let's give it to the Salvation Army. And you don't even have to touch that. That'll be electronic transfer and come directly to us here in Texarkana.
Fantastic.
Sometimes this is off subject here, but sometimes it kills me. People go in to a store and pick up items and put it down, or pick up the apples and bananas and put them down, and then they don't even think about it. But then it's kind of like, I don't think I can touch that particular thing.
Oh my gosh.
The things people worry about.
Wash your fruit.
That's a whole nother thing.
You
should always wash your fruit. Yes.
But no.
But tell us where in the Texarkana area you do have the kettles set up at.
Well, of course, we have them at all the Walmart stores. We have them at Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And Super One Foods.
Good. Right.
And Sam's Clubs.
Oh, okay. Sam's Clubs.
And of course, the mall.
Right.
Is that the
And we work the malls on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
Uh, One, you know, the people ask me, well, how can I volunteer to ring a bell? People love to volunteer. They love to have someone come up and say, you know, when I was 13, the only gifts I got when I was a kid is from the Salvation Army. So I just want to give back.
Right.
We have a lot of people who want to volunteer. They can sign up to volunteer easy. You know, the new electronic digital media we have, you can get on your computer and just type in register to ring. And it'll take it to a web page. And just put in your zip code, and it'll bring up all of our kettle locations. It'll have a date that you can register and a time, and just push button A, B, and C, and you're automatically registered to ring the bell. You and your family, you and your kids. It's a great time to give back to the community. And for every hour you ring the bell, you provide a night shelter for someone that's homeless in the community. So
that's important.
That's very, very important.
And that's a great way to use the internet. Finally found some good things about the internet. And that is one of them. We will continue talking with Tracy and Russell from the Salvation Army coming up on The Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com, where the best and the most country is headed your way. The best and most country, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at The Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com. And Millway Credit Union is the morning show sponsor, and they are stronger, smarter, and sensible, and they are your financial institution, your local institution of choice. And we got Tracy and Russell from the Salvation Army Angel Tree, and we're going to talk about kind of wrapping up what they need to do as far as that Angel Tree is concerned. But you guys are going to get to play a little game with Anna.
Yes, please. It's always fun.
I hope you like games. Because
it's always fun.
Because we got one for you. And today's game, and it's whatever happens to come up, is yes or BS, as they say. Is it made up stuff or is it real?
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a fact, and you're going to tell me whether it's real or whether it's made up, okay?
Okay.
And here we go. Mary Tyler Moore, we all remember her.
Yeah.
Played the female lead in the very last Elvis Presley movie. Is that yes or made up stuff?
Made up.
Made up, you say?
I would say yes.
He says yes.
It sounds so, yeah, I'm going to go with yes.
Two yeses and one made up. Well, as a matter of fact, it is a true fact.
Oh,
she played in The Change of Habit in 1969, which was Elvis's last movie. Mary Tyler Moore. How about that? We all remember Cher from Sonny and Cher fame, the
right.
TV show and all that. Her real first name is Charlene. Is that true or not? Cher.
I'm going to go with...
Sonny and Charlene.
No, I'm going to go with no.
You're going to go with not true.
True.
Not true.
Well, let's see. It is not true.
How about that?
Cherilyn. Cherilyn was her real name. Cherilyn. That's where she got Cher from. Oh, well, back in the day, this was acceptable. Now it would just be a big no-no.
All right.
If it's true. Fred Flintstone.
Right.
Was the first cartoon character to have a cigarette company endorse him. Be one of their sponsors.
That sounds so weird. I'm going to say it's true.
Right. It's got to be true.
Got to be true. You agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
And yes, it was the first primetime cartoon.
Wow.
Sponsored by a major cigarette company. We don't know which one.
We're going to have to Google that.
Yep. Let's see. A couple of more here.
Okay.
Johnny Carson, last guest on The Tonight Show back in 1992, was Jay Leno. His very last guest on his last show was Jay Leno. Is that yes or made up?
I'd say yes.
He says yes.
I do too. Yes.
I thought it was a female.
What do you say?
I think it was a female.
You're right. It was Bette Midler, the actress and singer, was his very last guest.
I remember watching it.
I think Leno was probably on in the last couple of days,
but
I think she was the very last guest. And let's see. Finally, this will be the last one. Coca-Cola is the oldest registered food trademark in America.
So the trademark?
Yeah, the food trademark. Is that yes or made up? Coca-Cola, oldest registered.
I say true.
You say true.
I would say true.
He says true.
It's some kind of canned meat. That's not spam. It's not
she
spam.
Knows the most offbeat stuff sometimes.
It's not spam. It's like deviled eggs or like deviled ham
now,
or something.
You are correct. And it is Underwood's deviled ham.
Wow.
Do you remember? I remember that from a kid. Underwood's deviled ham.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That and spam. They still got spam and, and all that. But it goes back to 1886. So right. Underwood deviled ham is actually the
They beat Coke.
Name. Yeah, they beat Coca-Cola. I forgot when they got trademarked. But anyway, that's fun stuff. But once again, we got to wrap up the Christmas tree, the angel tree. Once again, real quickly, what can they do between now and Friday to get that accomplished to help out children have something that they want or need for Christmas time? And go ahead.
We've had a lot of angels adopted. What we need right now, we need you to finish your shopping and bring those toys back to us so we can get those toys organized and get them out to the parents.
So they can go to the tree at the mall or in the Walmarts, or they can do that, whatever you talk about. The
round it up.
Round it up.
But that's more for the kettle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Or they can give you a call if they don't want to get out and say, I'm just not getting out this year. I'm not going to go to the mall, or I'm not going to go to the Walmart or whatever.
Right.
They can give you a call at the Salvation Army and say, I want to donate to the angel tree, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have that number off the top of your head or?
870-772-9701.
That's good, because sometimes I forget the number here.
Yeah,
and
like
I'm sitting here going,
it's 903-something.
All right, so say that one more time. Say that number one more time.
870-772-9701.
Very good. You did it twice in a row. You did good.
You did well.
Thank you, Tracy and Russell, for coming in. And thank you so much for serving with the Salvation Army, which is such a great institution, and you've been doing it for so long. We appreciate what you guys do, and thank you for your commitment. We appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.